This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah be upon you all, Abdullah Oduro. We have reached Juz number 9 of the beautiful Quran al-Kareem. Now we are talking about the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That when we use the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and speak to people in reference to His names, or even better, His attributes, this can sometimes universalize the message of Islam to people. You see, sometimes people think Islam is a foreign religion or a religion that is only confined to a certain nationality or even a country. But when you use names that are universal, it's much easier for the message to permeate. You tell them to put the culture aside and just let's look at the names of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the actions that emanate from those names, the attributes. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talks about this in chapter number 7, verse number 180, where he says, وَلِلَّهِ الْأَسْمَاءُ الْحُسْنَى فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَائِهِ سَيُجْزَوْنَ مَا كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says here, and for Allah are the beautiful, beautiful names, so call upon Him with them. Firstly, let's look here, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and for Him, which shows a confinement only to Him, are the beautiful names, Husna. Husna comes from Hasan, and Hasan means beautiful or means excellent or good, great. But also there's another beautiful meaning here, that Husna can also mean perfect, excellent, no flaws whatsoever. And that is what makes the name so beautiful. It's perfection, it's flawlessness, is that the names and attributes of Allah are perfect and flawless, and it is impossible for it to have any characteristic or understanding of any type of deficiency. And that's why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, based on that, call on Him. فَدْعُوهُ بِهَا. So when you realize Allah is Al-Akbar, He is greater than everything. So when we say Allahu Akbar, it literally means Allah is greater than. But there is a blank at the end because anything you put, He is greater than that. And that's why we say the greatest. So when we say Allah is Al-Alim, Al-Hakim, His knowledge, His wisdom is the appropriation of His perfect knowledge. So whatever He does in any time, place, or fashion, it is the right thing to do at the best time, in the best way, in the best scenario, because it is based off of wisdom and knowledge of the particular situation. So when we look at any of these names, we call on Him based on that. And we call only on Him, only, because He is the only one that has that perfect attribute. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَذَرُوا الَّذِينَ يُلْحِدُونَ فِي أَسْمَاءِ And leave off those that deviate from His names, meaning that they'll use that name for a created thing. And that is deviation. When you associate an attribute or name of God to a creation of God, you have given it the same level of love or honor. And that is the essence of blasphemy. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that call upon His names and attributes in the times of need, that call upon Al-Ghafur, the forgiving, when we ask for forgiveness. So we say, Yal-Ghafur, Ighfurli. Oh, the one that forgives, forgive me. Oh, Rahman, Irhamni. Or the one that has mercy, have mercy upon me, on my newborn baby. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us of those that continuously learn and study these beautiful names and attributes and call upon Him based on them to increase our iman and not make us of those that deviate from those beautiful names. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Thank you.